பத்ரம் கர்ணீபிஷ்ருணுயாமதேவாஃ பத்ரம் பஶ்யேமாக்ஷபிர்யஜத்ராஃ ஸ்திரைரங்கைஸ்துஷ்டுவாகும்ஸஸ்தனூபிஃ யஶேமதேவஹிதம் யதாயுஃ ஸ்வஸ்தி ந இந்த்ரோ வ்ருத்தஶ்ரவாஃ ஸ்வஸ்தி ந பூஷா விஶ்வவேதாஃ ஸ்வஸ்தி ந ஸ்தார்க்ஷோ அரிஷ்டநேமிஃ ஸ்வஸ்தி நோ ப்ருஹஸ்பதிர் ததாது. ஓம் ஶாந்தி ஶாந்தி ஶாந்திஃ.
வைதத்திய பிரகரணம் காரிகா நம்பர்
15:15.
கல்பிதா ஏவ தே
சர்வே
விசேஷஸ்த்விந்த்ரியாந்தரே.
கௌடபாதாச்சாரியா கமெண்டிங் அப்பான் 7th மந்த்ரா, a word which occurs in the 7th mantra, that is prapanchopashamam. Prapanchopashamam means this entire universe is not absolutely real. Prapanchaha, the world or universe. உபசமம் மீன்ஸ் மித்யா. உபனிஷத் யூஸ் ஓன்லி ஒன் வேர்ல்ட், பட் ஹவு வி கேன் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் திஸ்? ஹவு கேன் வி சே திஸ் என்டையர் ஜகத் இஸ் அன்ரியல்? ஃபார் தட் கௌடபாதாச்சாரியா ரைட்ஸ் திஸ் வைதத்திய பிரகரணம். வைதத்தியம் மீன்ஸ் மித்யா, எ பிரகரணம் in which the world is falsified. Itatasya bhavaha vaitathyam, a prakaranam in which the entire universe is falsified. Mithyatva nischayaha, unreality of the world has to be established. When we want to establish that, objectionist comes. He raises so many arguments. Because of this reason, world is real. Because of this reason, world is real. So every argument Gaudapadacharya has to negate. From 7th karika onwards, first argument the Purapakshi gives is saprayojanatha. There is utility in this universe. Prayojanam is there. How can you compare this universe, Jagrat Prapancha, Sopnavat? First 2-3 karikas, Gaudapadacharya compared this world with this dream. Dream objects are not useful, whereas Jagrat Prapancha is useful, therefore it is real. First objection that Gaudapadacharya has negated, even though it has got prayojanam, just as your waking world has got prayojanam, my dream world has also got prayojanam in dream. Don't say dream is useless. Dream is useful for a dreamer. Therefore, your waking world is useful for you. Dreamer's dream world is useful. Therefore, utility is not the criteria to establish the reality of the world. Ruled out. First objection ruled out. செகண்ட் அப்ஜெக்ஷன் இன் 8th காரிகா, அபூர்வஸ்தானி தர்மா, யுனிக்னஸ் இஸ் த கிரைட்டீரியன் டு எஸ்டாப்ளிஷ் த ரியாலிட்டி ஆஃப் த வேர்ல்ட். யுனிக் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் வி ஹாவ் இன் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட், ஸோ தேர் ஃபார் ஆல் யுனிக் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸஸ் ஆர் ரியல் யூ சே. ஃபார் தட் கௌடபாதாச்சாரிய சேஸ் யுனிக் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ், எக்ஸ்ட்ராஆர்டினரி எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் இஸ் ஆல்சோ எ எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ், எவ்ரி எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் இஸ் மித்யா. திருஷ்யத்வாத் எவ்ரி திருஷ்யம் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் இஸ் அன்ரியல். தேர்ஃபோர் யுனிக்னெஸ் கெனாட் பி த கிரைட்டீரியா டு எஸ்டாப்ளிஷ் த ரியாலிட்டி ஆஃப் த வேர்ல்ட். அண்ட் 9th காரிகா, தேர்ட் அப்ஜெக்ஷன் இஸ் இஸ் ஸ்வப்னவ்ருத்தாவபி து அந்தஹ நர். தீஸ் ட்ரீம் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் ஆர் ப்ரொஜெக்டட் பை த மைண்ட், தே ஆர் இன்சைட், தேர்ஃபோர் அன்ரியல். Whereas that objective world is outside, we are seeing outside, therefore they are bahihi, therefore they are real. Externality is the criteria to establish the reality of the world. For that Gaudapada Acharya gives the 10th karika, especially for that example, Darshtanta, Jagrat Vrittavapitu Antahana. The dream objects are projected by the mind, you are telling, therefore they are unreal. Whereas this Jagrat objects are outside real. Acharya says, even Jagrat Prapancha objects are also projected by the mind only. They are all in the mind only, therefore they cannot be real. Jagrat world is also unreal. Then he goes to 12th, 13th Karika for 4th objection. சித்த காலாகி ஏந்தஸ்து துவய காலாச்ச ஏ பகிஹீனர். இன் திஸ் 14th காரிகா, த ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் ஆர் விதின் ஆர் ஹேவிங் சப்ஜெக்டிவ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். ஹி சேஸ் வென் வி சீ த ட்ரீம், இட் இஸ் ஹேவிங் சப்ஜெக்டிவ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். ட்ரீம் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் ஐ சீ, therefore it is having subjective existence. To me only it is there. My dream is only for me, not for others. Whereas this objective world, universe is not only for me, it is available for my near and dear people also, outside people also it is available. Therefore it is real, he says. That is not the criteria. You cannot give such a statement to establish the reality of the world. Both are na anya hetukaha. Both of them are depending upon the person who is perceiving. The perceive sthani dharmaha. They are all depending upon the subject only. They are not real. They are dependently existing upon the observer. So therefore, world is depending upon the observer. Observer is more real than observed. Therefore, observed world cannot be real, absolute. And fifth objection, 15th karika he gives. What is the 14th? Have you followed it? All are very, very subtle. எத்து எத்து ஏக காலம் தத்து தத்து மித்யா. 14th fourth objection. எத்து எத்து துவய காலம் பிரத்யபிக்னா இஸ் பாசிபிள் இன் வேர் ஜாகிரத் பிரபஞ்ச. ரிகக்னிஷன் இஸ் பாசிபிள். யூ ரிமெம்பர் த லாஸ்ட் கிளாஸ்? ஐ ஹோப் யூ ரிகலெக்ட் நோ. யூ ரிகாக்னைஸ், கேன் யூ ரிகாக்னைஸ் யுவர் லாஸ்ட் கிளாஸ்? ரிகக்னிஷன் இஸ் த கிரைட்டீரியா. ஹூ சேஸ்? பூர்வபக்ஷி சேஸ். Last, what happened yesterday or morning, I recollect. Pritya Vigna is there. Collection and recollection. Anubhavaha and Pritya Vigna is possible in Jagrat. Dvayakalam asti. Past tense, present tense. Dvayakalam asti. Whereas dream, yesterday's, whatever you have seen, what example I gave, when you are pulling a person from the well in the dream, suppose half of the distance you have pulled him, and you have woken up suddenly. Once you have woken up, I have left him in half a distance. Let me pull again today the dream in the night. Is it possible? Pratyabhigna is possible. Recognition is possible. You cannot pull the thread back what happened. You cannot do that. Correct, no? Purapakshi, what he says. Therefore, dream is unreal. Jagrat is real, he says. For that, Gaudapada Acharya says, that is not right. Eka kalam, dvikalam, everything is mithya only. Okay? Everything is mithya. For that, he says, their distinction is not, is the reason to prove that this is real. You cannot prove that. No. Next, 15th, he says, final objection, sputatvam. Jagrat prapancha is clearer than swapnaha. Sputatvam is the reason to establish the reality of the world. That also Gaudapada Acharya negates. You cannot say the sputatvam also, all of them are kalpitam. They are all superimposed, projected by the self alone. The distinction, the sputatvam is because of sense organs, because of instruments. The disparity in the instruments what you use. Here is a very high logic he uses. What is the logic? Fifth one. Sputatvam, clarity, what you are talking. Clarity is the criteria. Dream, there is no clarity. Vagueness is there. In Jagrat, there is a clarity. If it is not there, clarity, we use chashma, no? Spectacles. Further, powerful spectacles we use. Therefore, it has got clarity. So, dream and Jagrat, you cannot say it is the same. Pura Pakshi's objection. For that, Gaudapada Acharya says, this clarity, sputatvam, is only because of your sense organs' power. Suppose you are having X-ray eyes, you know, that X-ray has got a powerful capacity to even it take your photo of internal bones. Like X-ray eyes you have got, what you do know? You study about atoms only. Your eyes are like X-ray, you study only atoms. You never enjoy the world. You always look at the atoms. Your eyes are so powerful. Therefore, your eyes go always look into the atoms, molecules, particles. Like that one wife, scientist wife, asked her husband. Scientists always, they don't bother about family. They always sit in that laboratory. So, one day she asked her husband, see, you always going to office, and laboratory, you are sitting all the time. You are not bothering about me. Just she is crying. So are you not looking at my tears? You are not looking at my tears, she asked. I am looking at your tears. I know they are only nothing but H2O. H2O. Hydrogen, oxygen, all that. Mixture, water. This is what scientist can see. He cannot see her feelings, you know. Internal, heartfelt feelings, you know. One day she asked, do you remember this wedding ring, what you have given to me that day? I know, this is metal. Metal, you know, mixed with some copper gold, you know. If she don't drivers, he is fortunate, that's all. If she won't divorce, he is fortunate. But Indian wives, they don't divorce easily. Anyhow, why I am telling, if you have extraordinary sensory perception, you can get sputum clarity in seeing the things. For that, Gaudapada Acharya says only one karika. Upon that, Shankaracharya writes commentary. Two reasons he gives. Beautiful reasons. I will give that reason and we'll go to the next karika. This interpretation, it is puttam, this is clear, this is unique, this is externality, this is so many things you are giving reasons. All these are based on interpreter. I am the interpreter. I am interpreting the world. It is unique. It has utility. It has got externality. It has clarity. It has dvayakala, past tense and present tense also, it exists. All these who are talking, who is interpreting, with what you are interpreting. I am interpreting. How you are interpreting? Because I use my sense organs, I interpret, I get the knowledge. What knowledge? Utility knowledge, uniqueness knowledge, externality knowledge, clarity knowledge. World is clear, world is unique, world is having utility. All these you are interpreting with your instruments. With your instruments. Whatever you interpret based on your instruments, you are interpreting and getting the knowledge of the world. Clear? When you talk about a person, he is so and so, he is like this, he is like this. When you are talking, based on what? Based on either your sense organs of action, sense organs of knowledge, or mind or intellect. All karanams you are using, instruments you are using. That means your knowledge, your interpretation depending upon what? Highly, your interpretation is supported by your instruments. Knock off your instruments. Knock off your instruments. No knowledge of the world. No knowledge of the world. Once you knock off your instruments, your knowledge about the universe depending upon the instruments that which you are using, then only you are interpreting the world. That means interpreter, the interpreter using instruments, the instruments are giving the knowledge about the world. Therefore you say world is unique, clear. World is all these statements what you are talking about universe are depending upon the instruments. Instruments are used by whom? Me, the Pramata. Instruments cannot function by themselves. Instruments has to be used by the person. I am the one who is using the instruments to get the knowledge of the world. Clarity, sputam, anything for that matter. That means instruments, world is depending upon instruments. Instruments are depending upon me. I the Pramata, world is Prameyam. I am Pramata, the knower, who is talking about the object, the Prameyam. Prameyam depending upon the Pramata, through the instruments he is talking about the world. Therefore, the world is depending upon the instruments are depending upon the interpreter. Therefore, who is most important here? Prameyam is depending upon Pramata, observer, perceiver, interpreter. So, interpreter is important or interpreted is important? Interpreted world is interpreted by the instruments, by the Pramata, interpreter. Without interpreter, interpreted world cannot exist. Now tell me, the priority, the importance comes to Pramata. So, world is secondary. Therefore, it is apekshikam. It is not atyantika satyam. It is apekshika satyam. It is less real than the Pramata. Prameyam, the objective world, is less real than the Pramata, the observer. Clear? Now, is this Pramata is absolute or not? Next question. This argument done by whom? This Gaudapada Acharya. Prameyam Jagat exist, dependently exist upon the observer, experiencer, knower, pramatha, subject. This is object. So objective world can never exist without the subject. This you know already. I have already explained this. This pramatha is the one who is giving existence to the world. So world is less real than pramatha. Okay? It is not atyantika satyam, not absolute reality. Who is absolute reality from the standpoint of the world? Pramatha is more real. Pramatha is the more real entity than the world, which is objective world. Now, who is this pramatha? Is this pramatha is absolute? Then this 11th karika, the student is asking, tell me who is real now? Is world is not real, you are negating. Is this person who is interpreting the world, is this interpreter is real, is absolute? For that Gaudapada Acharya says, pramatha is also not real. Because pramatha is always associated with either gross body or subtle body or causal body. Pramatha, when you say knower, knower of what? Knower of gross world, knower of subtle world, knower of causal world. To see gross world, you have to use instruments again. To see gross world, you have to use instruments again. When Aidi Turi Atma use the gross world, gross instruments to see the gross world, I am Vishwaha. Vishwa Pramata, I am. When I am seeing the subtle world with subtle instruments, dream. Dream world is subtle. With subtle mind I am projecting and I am seeing my own mind projection with subtle instruments. Therefore, I am Taijasa. In causal deep sleep, I am neither experiencing gross nor experiencing the subtle. I am in a potential form with a identity with the causal body. Therefore, I am Prajnaha there. So, I, the Pramata as Vishwa, Taijasa, Prajna, I can never be absolute. Minus experiencer, minus Thula Shariram is Turiya Atma Satyam. Experiencer minus Sukshma Shariram is Turiya Atma Satyam. Experiencer minus Karana Shariram, Turiya Atma is Satyam. Therefore, Turiya Atma Aham is Satyam minus Shariratrayam. That alone is Satyam. Absolute truth. Now, how many are there here? Turiya Atma, Shariratrayam, Jagat. Shariratrayam experience Prapanchatrayam. Tattva Bodha. Now you know why Tattva Bodha? Very, very important. Turiya Atma, I am Chaturtha Padaha. Who am I? Nanta Pragnam, Nabhish Pragnam, Nobhayata Pragnam, Napragnam, Napragnanagnam, Napragnam, Adrishyam, Avyavaharyam, Agrahyam, Alakshanam, Achintyam, Avyapadesham, Ekatma, Pratyasaram, Aham, Turiya Atma. Muchuanga kuda, middle. Seventh mantra is like that. I am the Turiya Atma. When I associate with the three bodies, I am getting the three names, Vishwa, Taijasa, Prajna. Vishwa, as Vishwa, I interact with Virat. As Taijasa, I interact with Hiranyagarbha. As Prajna, I interact with Antaryami. Therefore, three bodies interact with the three worlds, Prapanchatrayam. Nama Rupa. Total level Nama Rupa, individual level Nama Rupa. All are depending upon, superimposed, created by me, the Turiya Atma. Look into the 12th Karika now. Up to here we saw in the last class. Now the 12th Karika is very, very important. Then who is the cause of this creation? Prapanchatrayam, Shariratrayam. Who is the cause for that? Gaudapada Acharya says, question by the student in the 11th Karika. Ubhayorapi vaitathyam bhedanam sthanayor yadi etan budhyate bhedan kaha. Kaha budhyate? Who is the knower of all this Swapna Prapancha and Jagrat Prapancha? Vedan means Padarthan. Who is that? Kaha. Tesham Vikalpakaha. Who is the one who is superimposing all this, or who is creating all this? Tell me now. Sishya is asking. I am waiting for that question only. Gaudapada Acharya is very happy. He is giving answer. 12th Karika. 12, 13, 16. Gaudapada Acharya talks about order of creation.
Kalpayatyatmanatmanam.
Atma deva swamayaya.
Atma deva swamayaya.
Sa eva budhyate bhedan. Iti Vedanta Nischayah.
Iti Vedanta Nischayah.
Who is the creator of this universe? Devaha. Deva is the creator of this universe. Who is that Devaha? Atma. Why Atma is known as Devaha? Divyati iti Devaha. The one who is self-effulgent. Divdhatu. Devaha means self-luminous, self-evident. Effulgent self. Turiyam. Prakashate iti devaha. The subject in artham. The subject turiyam, who is self-effulgent. Kalpayati, projects. Who is Turiyam? Who is Turiyam? You have to discard RM, RC, and you have to say from OC standpoint, Laksharta I am Turiyam. I am not body, mind, complex, medium RM, reflected medium RM, body, I am not. Reflected consciousness in the mind, that mind medium also I am not. Even that reflected consciousness also is not my original nature, it is a fake one. RM, RC, I am not. That Turiyam subject, I am OC, original consciousness. So when you are listening Mandukya Upanishad, you have to elevate yourself, keep your chattai enna, and the cover, and the armor, what? Sthula shariram, sukshma shariram, mind. Swamini, eppadi cultify panna mudiyum anna? You have to cultify enna, intellectually, they are only matter. Body, mind is nothing but matter. Made up of full of what? Calcium, iron, magnesium, all this is made up of. So how can I become, I be the body? So I have to listen from the Turiya Atma standpoint, not Ahankara standpoint, not Vachyartha I, but Lakshyartha I. Not by second primary meaning I, as wife, ordinary wife, I came from Mailapur, Mandavalli. No, you should not listen like that. You have to listen from that I am the Turiya Atma existent consciousness principle, secondary I, Laksharta I. Then it is relevant. Otherwise, cock and bull story maadhi irukkom. So many bull stories we are listening, idhu oru cock and bull story maadhi irukku. It is not a cock and bull story, it is a fact. It is a fact mattume illa. This is the fact. This is the only fact in the world no one can negate. Understand? So therefore, that self, who is that? I am the Turiya Atma, the subject, who is, what is my name now? Devaha. When I am Turiya Atma, Atma is Devaha, I am known as Devaha. What about my other name, Swamini? That is only for interaction purpose, your husband, mother, father, they call, but your name is original. Atma Devaha. Kalpayati projects. That means what? I myself and the I continue on there. Lena and the Atma projects and the Atma projects and Cholakudad. In the Atma projects, I the Atma self. What is the nature of Atma? Existent consciousness principle. I am. I exist, I am conscious of. What I am conscious of is matter. Who is conscious of is non-matter. It's not matter. It is spirit. Therefore, I am spirit, existent, consciousness, principle, sat, chit, ananda, swarupam. I am projects. I project. I the subject project. What I project? Atmanam Atmana Swamayaya. I the Atma, the subject. Atmana by my own mind, power, Maya Shakti. Ma Atmana means instrument. Tritiya. Atmana karane tritiya. Atmana by that Atma alone. Here Atma means myself alone. I the Atma by myself. Atmanam. I create myself. I myself with myself create myself. Swamini. What you are talking, can you, you mean it? What do you mean it? What I mean, what I talk, no? There is meaning. Just like that, I am not blabbering, okay? I myself creating myself with myself. Aham Atmana, Aham Atmanam Srujami. Atma Prathama Vibhakti, Atmanam Tritiya Vibhakti, object. Atmana Tritiya Vibhakti. I myself am the subject, I myself am the object, I myself am the instrument. Therefore, subject, object, instrument, three myself. Idenna periya aascharyam. What you are doing every day in your dream? You yourself creating the dream? The waker creating the dream? I am the waker alone creating the dream or not? Therefore, I am a creator, subject. Then what I create, the objects are there outside? Are there outside? Dream objects are there outside? No. I myself project the dream objects. That means objects are also myself. Who create the dream? With what you create? With my own mind I project the dream. Appo dream la subject naneda, object naneda, instrument naneda. When you are able to create ordinary human being create a dream, subject, object, instrument, that Atma cannot create, that Atma nanga paakadunga. When I say you create the dream anna, from Ahankara standpoint, Waker standpoint, when I say Atma means Turi Atma standpoint. So when, and I give comparison, I come to Vyavaharika. When I go to Darshtanta, Philip, Paramarthika. So you are all very familiar with Vyavaharikam. Therefore, I have to use the Vyavaharika example. What you know, I need not teach. What you know? You know dream. You know that you project the dream. You know that dream is unreal. That I need not teach here. You need not come and I need not arrange the AC hall for that. Iliya? What for we have come here? What we do not know. Therefore, known to unknown. Known to unknown. Swapna that we know, that I project the swapna, I know through that example we have to go to Darshtanta to arrive at that Paramarthika Satyam. Just as you are the creator of your dream, you yourself become the dream, you yourself create the dream with your own instrument. Similarly, Atma by itself creates the world. World is not separate from the Atma. Atma, subject. Atmana, the instrument. Atmanam, the objective world. Kalpayati, projects. Therefore, fourth pada creates the third pada. Fourth pada creates the second pada. Fourth pada creates the first pada. Fourth pada associate with the grass body, create the grass world. Fourth pada associate with the second pada, subtle body, create the subtle world. Fourth pada with the causal body, with third pada, associate with the third pada, create the causal world. So objective world is created by the three bodies when Turiya is associated with bodies. I hope, I pray all the gods to this subject should enter to your mind. Look into the Karika. Atmana, Atmanam, Devaha, Atma, Kalpayati. Now, I, the Turiya Atma, when I associate with the causal body, I am Prajnaha. Are they clear then? Turiya Atma associated with the third pada, I am Prajnaha. My name is Prajnaha. With the causal body, Prajnaha, I create Antaryami Ishwaraha. Ishwaraha. So I myself am Atma, Atmana, Prajna Rupena, Antaryami Kalpayati. What is Antaryami? All pervading Ishwara, objective world, Jagat, Karana Prapancha. Karana Prapancha is created by the Karana Shariram. Karana Shariram is nothing but what? Turi Atma plus causal body. Then comes Haidi Turi Atma associated with the subtle body, create the subtle world, Swapna Prapancha, whole entire subtle world I project as Hiranyagarbha. I myself am Hiranyagarbha at total level. I myself am Taijasaha at individual level. Clear? Water, ocean alone becomes the bubble. Bubble alone becomes the wave. Wave alone is nothing but water. Water alone is wave. Wave alone is bubble. Bubble at Sarira Traya level. Ocean at total level. Bubble and ocean. What? Water. Sukshma Sariram, Sarira Trayam level like a bubble. Prapanchatrayam like level is like a ocean. Names are different. Names are different. Water alone is ocean. Ocean alone is bubble. Or bubble alone is ocean. Ocean alone is water. You go this side, that side, enda pakkam ponalum kuda water da. Clear? So therefore, I am the consciousness principle kalpayati. Saha eva buddhyate bhedan iti vedanta nischayaha. Saha eva. Who is this saha? That aham. Saha eva, that three atma alone, that self itself experiences buddhyate, experiences bhedan, means all objects, when I choose to operate maya, when I choose to operate maya, by my nidra shakti I am creating dream. By my nidra shakti I am creating vikshepa. So once nidra shakti comes, what? Avarana. That avarana comes, I forget wakerhood. Once I forget my wakerhood by avarana, because of nidra shakti, what comes? Projection, dream, vikshepa. Idi in the dream lo, avarana, vikshepa. What is the condition? Nidra shakti. Nidra shakti, now you don't get dream. You don't get dream, I hope. You to get a dream, you have to go to nidra. And the nidra shakti, first comes avarana. It makes the waker to forget. Waker has to forget as waker, then only he becomes dreamer. Waker as waker, he cannot get a dream. So that avarana makes the waker to forget as a waker, then what that avarana does? Now my job is over. Vikshepa, you do your job. Avarana covers the waker. Then waker becomes the dreamer. And the dreamer becomes what? Na? Projects. Na? Vikshepa. All dream objects he sees. Adi madri da. Adi madri. Here also, the Turiya Atma is as though covered by Maya Shakti. Ange Nidra Shakti. Inga Maya Shakti. Once Maya Shakti is covering this waker, what he does? Now, wakers, Avarana Shakti covers. Once it covers, this Turiya Atma forgets itself as Turiya Atma. Once Turiya Atma forgets, only these objects can be created. Vikshepa Shakti can come. So, Maya Shakti, ange Nidra Shakti. Inga tally pannukongo. Nidra Shakti, inga Maya Shakti. Ange Nidra Shakti, Avarana covers the waker. Therefore, he becomes the dreamer. Here, Maya Shakti covers the Turiya Atma. Maya Shakti covers the Turiya Atma. Once the covers the Turiya Atma, who comes? Waker comes. What waker does? Vikshepa. Maya Shakti covers the Turiyam as it were. Once the Turiya status you forget, the waker arises. What waker does in a Vikshepa? Vikshepa Moolamada, he sees all the objects. Saha Buddhyate. The waker sees. Who is real waker? Waker is really Turiya Atma only. Who is the dreamer? Waker only, no. Who is the waker here? Turiyam. Who is the Turiya Atma? Naneda. Buddhyate. I, the self, that self is there in the book. How you have to translate? I, myself, experiences the objects, Bhedan. Are you experiencing the Bhedan or not? Are you experiencing the flower? What color? Right? Are you experiencing? Bhedan budhyate? Associated with what body? Sthula shariram. When you are associated with sthula shariram, you are waker. Waker has forgotten what? Turiyatma. But the waker is none other than Turiyam. Turiyam alone appearing as waker, knowing the flower, object. Budhyate bhedan. Turiya atma alone, I have, just as the waker forgotten seeing the dream. There is no dreamer other than waker. Yes, sir, no? Swamini, rambu kattamayirik. I am enjoying, I hope you are also enjoying. So, waker alone is the dreamer. Therefore, Turiyam alone is the waker. Waker budhyate, Turiya atma, waker rupena budhyate. Waker, dreamer rupena budhyate, dream. Turiya atma, waker rupena budhyate. Okay. Iti, who says, not myself. Vedanta nischayaha. All our Vedic scriptures are proclaiming, declaring. This is the consistent, conclusive teaching of our Vedantic scriptures. Vishesha vijnana rahita samanya chaitanyam aham turiyam. Alone become with body-mind complex. This is a fun for me. No? I the Atma, just have a fun. Next karika. 13th karika. Vikarotya paran bhavan. Antaschitye vyavasthitan.
Antaschitye vyavasthitan.
Niyatascha bahischittah.
Niyatascha bahischittah.
Evam kalpayate prabhuhu.
Evam kalpayate prabhuhu.
All are very, very terse karikas. Just as the Vishwa waker create the Traijasa dreamer, Turiya Atma by Maya Shakti, just as I the waker Vishwa create the Traijasa dreamer by my Nidra Shakti, just as I the waker Vishwaha create the Taijasa dreamer by my Nidra Shakti. Similarly, I the Turiya Atma by my Maya Shakti. By my Maya Shakti, I the Turiya Atma by my Maya Shakti, or Prajnaha, create the entire universe. What universe? Sthula Sukshma Karana Prapancha Kalpayami. Turiya Atma, I, myself, am by my Maya Shakti, create the entire Karyapada, Karanapada. Karyapada, Karanapada. Karyapada means sthula, sukshma. Karana means karana, causal. I myself. What is nothing but Karya means gross names and forms, subtle names and subtle forms, namarupa. Sthula nama rupa, sukshma nama rupa. Karana means what? Sthula sukshma in avyakta form is karana nama rupa. Potential, unmanifest name and form is called karana nama rupa. Vyakta karana nama rupa is karyam. Karya nama rupa means visible, tangible name and form is sthula sukshma. Visible is very gross and mind visible, perceivable is subtle. Nama Rupa in unmanifest form? Karana. Karya Karana resting upon whom? Karana Karya resting. Pradhama Pada, Dvitiya Pada, Tritiya Pada resting upon whom? Turiya Atma, me. Aidi Turiya Atma, me is the cause for waker, dreamer and sleeper. I myself become the waker. I myself become the dreamer. I myself become the sleeper. I myself become the gross world. I myself become the subtle world. I myself become the causal world. I means which I? Turiya Atma I. Because we are all very much entrenched with the body mind complex. அதனால நமக்கு என்னமோ மாதிரி இருக்கும். பட் திஸ் இஸ் வெரி சிம்பிள் ஃபார் திங்கிங் பீப்புளுக்கு. இட் இஸ் சிம்பிள். நான் திங்கிங் பீப்புளுக்கு ஒன்றுமே புரியாது. பட் திங்கிங் பீப்புளுக்கு திஸ் இஸ் சம்திங் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், ஒர்த் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். மைண்ட் பாக்லிங் சப்ஜெக்ட் மேட்டர் திஸ் இஸ். இட்ஸ் நாட் லைக் பாப்கார்ன் ஈட்டிங் டைம் பாஸ். Making your mind so puzzling, no? It's like a puzzle madre. Look into the karika. Prabhu vikaroti vikaran aparan bhavan vyavasthitan antaha chitte. Prabhu means that same devaha here, prabhu. Prakarshena bhavanam, the one who appears in manifold ways is called Prabhuhu. The self creates Prabhuhu maya sahita turiyaha. Prabhuhu maya sahita turiyaha. Ar prajnaha ar ishwaraha. Prajna is at an individual level. Ishvara Antaryami is a total level. That's all. Is it not? Therefore, Prabhuhu means Maya Sahita Turiyaha is equal to Prajnaha, is equal to Ishvaraha, is equal to Tritiyah Padaha. Vikaroti. Vikaroti means creates. Sankalpaha tapasajiyate brahma. சோ காமயதா பஹுஸ்யாம் ப்ரஜாயேதி சதபோ தப்யதா சதபஸ்தப்த்வா இதகும் சர்வம் அஸ்ருஜதா தத் ஸ்ருஷ்ட்வா ததேவானுப்ராவிஷத் ததனுப்ரவிஷ்ய தத்யத்யச்சா பவதி நிருக்தஞ்சா நிருக்தஞ்சா நிலயனஞ்சா நிலயனஞ்சா சத்யஞ்சாமிருதஞ்ச சத்யமபவத் தைத்திரியம் கெராஃப் தபசாச்சீயத்தே பிரம்மா முண்டகோபனிஷத். ஆர் காம எ டிசையர் இமேஜினேஷன் கான்செப்சுவலைசேஷன் கான்செப்சுவலைசேஷன் தபசாச்சீயத்தே விஷுவலைசேஷன் இமேஜினேஷன் கல்பனா விகரோதி வாட் அபரான் பாவான் த முண்டேன் ட்ரீம் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் antah chitte vyavasthitan. Aidi turiya atma alone has created the dream objects. Which, where are they? Antah chitte. They are in my mind, within mind. Within the mind means maya anatham. Being the introvert, I create a part of my potential power or potential portion. I create myself in the same way. I the turiya atma, just as I create the dream, same way tatha niyatan cha bahichittaha kalpayate. With an outward mind, niyatan means well defined objects I project. There are four types of padarthas. நமக்கு ஒரு பதார்த்தம் தான் தெரியும், பக்ஷந்தான். பதார்த்தாஸ் ஆர் ஃபோர் டைப்ஸ். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஒன் இஸ் அபர பதார்த்தா. ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் த வேர்ல்ட் ஆர் ஃபோர் டைப்ஸ். அபர பதார்த்தா மீன்ஸ் இன்ஃபீரியர் திங்ஸ், லௌகிக முண்டேன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ். லௌகிக பதார்த்தாக அபர பதார்த்தா. செகண்ட் ஒன் இஸ் பரபதார்த்தா. பரபதார்த்தா மீன்ஸ் ஆல் த ரிலிஜியஸ் சுப்பீரியர் திங்ஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ். வேத ஆகம சம்பந்த ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ். தேர்ட் ஒன் இஸ் அநியத பதார்த்தா, ஃப்ளக்சுவேட்டிங் திங்ஸ். தெர் ஆர் சர்டன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் விச் ஆர் ஃப்ளக்சுவேட்டிங், வெரி வெரி ஃப்ளீட்டிங் இன் நேச்சர், லைக் லைட்னிங் பபிள். ஆல் ஆர் வெரி வெரி ஃபியூ செகண்ட்ஸ் தே ஸ்டே. பபிள்ஸ் லைக் லைட்னிங் இன் விச் ஆர் ஆல் வெரி ஃபியூ செகண்ட்ஸ் தே லிவ். தென் ஃபோர்த் இஸ் நியத பதார்த்தா, லாங் லிவிங் திங்ஸ். லாங் லிவிங் திங்ஸ் இன்அனிமேட் ஆர் ஆனிமேட். மவுண்டெயின்ஸ் தே ஆர் லாங் டைம் தே ஸ்டே. Your entire cosmos you can classify into four types of padarthas: superior, inferior, or inferior, superior, fluctuating, and long living padarthas, long staying padarthas. All of them, niyatan means well defined, clear, long living padarthas. Superior objects also we create. A dreamer, லாங் டைம் ஆர் ஷார்ட் டைம், ஷார்ட் டைம். அதுதான் அநியத பதார்த்தாக. நவ் கோஸ் டு தட் செவன் சிக்ஸ்டீன்த் காரிகா. ஸோ ஹூ கிரியேட்ஸ் எவ்ரி என்டையர் யூனிவர்ஸ்? ஐதி துரிய ஆத்மான்னு சொல்லணும். இந்த வென் யூ ஷோ டு யூ திஸ் ஹேண்ட் ஹேஸ் டு கிராஸ் ஹவு மெனி லேயர்ஸ்? ஃபைவ் லேயர்ஸ். அண்ட் ஃபைவ் கோஷங்களை தாண்டி போகணும். நான் சொன்னது அன்னமய கோஷை தாண்டி, பிராணமய கோஷை தாண்டி, மனமய கோஷை தாண்டி, விஜயானமய கோஷை தாண்டி, ஈவன் ஆனந்தமய கோஷை தாண்டி போகணும். அப்போதான் அந்த நானுங்கிறது மீனிங்ஃபுல். இல்லைன்னா நம்ம இங்கே கேட்டுன்னு இருக்கோம், நம்ம பையன் எப்படி இருக்கான், நம்ம பொண்ணு எப்படி இருக்கா. அப்படி கேட்டால் இதெல்லாம் ஜஸ்ட் ஜோக்கு. இந்த ஃபைவ் கோஷாஸ் தாண்டி ஃபைவ் லிசன் மையேவ சகலம் ஜாத்தம் மை சர்வம் பிரதிஷ்டிதம். என்டையர் யூனிவர்ஸ் இஸ் ரெஸ்டிங் அப்பான் மீ. ஐ ஆம் திங்கிங் மை மாமியார் இஸ் கண்ட்ரோலிங் மீ. ஐ ஆம் திங்கிங் ஐ ஆம் சப்போர்ட்டட் பை மாமியார், சப்போர்ட்டட் பை ஹஸ்பண்ட். மை மாமியார் இஸ் கண்ட்ரோலிங். ஐ ஆம் ஓன்லி கண்ட்ரோலிங் த என்டையர் யூனிவர்ஸ். ஹூ கேன் கண்ட்ரோல் மீ? ஐதி துரிய ஆத்மா கண்ட்ரோலிங் என்டையர் யூனிவர்ஸ் நாம ரூப பிரபஞ்ச. Therefore, Nama Rupa Prapancha is lesser order of reality, cannot touch me, the Turiya Atma. Where is the dukkha? Sorrow, where is sorrow?
Jeevam kalpayate purvam.
Jeevam kalpayate purvam.
Tato bhavan pruthagvidhan. ஆத்மிகாஸ்சைவ யதா வித்யஸ்ததா ஸ்மிருதிஹ.
ப்ராஜ்ஞஹ த செல்ஃப் கல்பயதே ஜீவம். த செல்ஃப் ப்ரொஜெக்ட்ஸ் த ஜீவா. Existence of Jagat depends upon the Jiva. Existence of Jagat depends upon the Jiva. Jiva depends upon Turiya Atma. That we'll see in the next class.
Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ ஹரிஹ ஓம்.